Today's poem is about quote-unquote failure, and you're going to love the title of this poem. It's by Rosemary Traumer, and the title, get ready for this, "After my friend Phyllis shows me the New York Times obituary headline, Lou Michaels, all-purpose player, dies at 80, missed kicks in 69 Super Bowl." It's a great title, isn't it? When I die, let them write about all the mistakes I've made. Let them mention in the headlines how many rejection letters I've received from the Sun. Let them say, missed her calling for Broadway back in 1987. Let them say she trained hard but never won a Nordic skate race. They can note how my children fought in front of company, how every chocolate cake I made sank in the center, how the beets in my garden were never bigger than golf balls, how I never even watched the Super Bowl, much less knew who played for the Colts back in 69 while I was still forming in my mother's womb, and Lou Michaels missed two field goals that helped the Jets win. What do any of us really accomplish? My friend Wayne says, we do what we can and have mercy. Yes, let them say I did what I could. Let them say that I loved the best I knew how and messed that up too. It's what we do. We who are kicking our way to the back pages of the paper, well-intentioned and foundering, faithful and confused as we are, we mess up. Yes, mercy on us. Mercy on all our failing little hearts, how they beat so sincerely. Mercy on this longing to shine. This reminder, again, to kneel. This poem, I just love. I love that she hears that headline and, you know, really sees that this is what we do to ourselves. This is what we do to, you know, to other human beings, which is to focus on what's missing, what went wrong, how we missed the boat, how we didn't, dot, dot, dot. And it's so beautiful that it's like she opens her arms and just accepts it all. And when I read this poem, of course, I'm reading very specific things. You know, I've never even made a chocolate cake. But when she says how every chocolate cake I made sank in the center, I know that place in my own life with my own specifics, or the places where I tried so hard to love the best I could and it fell short of what I had imagined. And so what's so beautiful about this is the repetition of mercy, mercy, mercy. You know, it's like, again, like this total love and acceptance of being imperfect human beings. And that in some ways, too, for me, it's like when she's pointing out all of these sort of accomplishments that may have fallen flat, between the lines, I read the beauty of simply being who we are, the beauty of having dreams, of making a chocolate cake for someone, of reaching out to love. The beauty of all of that really comes into full relief for me against the specifics of quote-unquote failure. Just a lovely poem to, it's a lovely poem to help us let go of anything we may have been holding on to that we feel is a failure. Love to you. Bye-bye.